This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Scarlett Robertson. A new report says the city of Joplin might not end up with any debt related to the May 22nd tornado. The report from the city finance director estimates the cost to the city, including damage to city property, would be about $24 million. But it appears those costs eventually will be paid by insurance and through reimbursements from the state and federal governments. Missouri's Conservation Department says hunters took nearly 239,000 deer during the 2011-2012 firearms hunting season. Conservation officials said the season's total was up about 7,000 from last year, but roughly 13,000 below the 10-year average. Jason Sumners, a deer biologist with the Conservation Department, says this year's sharp departure from the 10-year average reflects a decline in deer populations in parts of central and northern Missouri. At the same time, says Sumners, deer numbers in southern Missouri continue to increase gradually. Missouri senators are pushing legislation that could make information available to the public about federal grants and state budget cuts. The legislation would require details about federal grants worth at least $1 million to be posted on the Missouri Accountability Portal, an online tool for tracking state expenses. It would also require the governor to post a daily report on that website listing how much money he has withheld from state agencies and programs to help balance the budget. Jay Nixon will deliver his fourth State of the State address as Missouri governor tomorrow night. As Marshall Griffin tells us, the contents of the governor's message remain under wraps.
Despite keeping mum on the details, the governor's office says that Nixon's speech will focus on creating jobs and getting the economy moving forward again. Passing a jobs bill, though, will likely hinge on the House and Senate reaching a compromise on tax credits, which they failed to do twice last year. Also last year, Nixon relied on his budget director to unveil the bulk of a spending plan to reporters before the event, and spent much of the address trumpeting his administration's successes and praising the hard work and values of everyday Missourians. That's expected to be the procedure again this year. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
A 24-year-old Columbia man has received $50,000 to settle a lawsuit against the city police department and two officers over their stun gun use. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that Cadillac Derrick settled his federal civil suit earlier this month. The case was then dismissed from Missouri's Western District U.S. Court after it went to mediation. Derrick was pulled over by two Columbia officers in a February 24, 2009 traffic stop. A patrol car dashboard video shows the man being subdued with a taser after he didn't immediately respond to a request to leave the car. Derrick's girlfriend and her 3-year-old child were also in the car. Criminal charges filed against Derrick for resisting arrest were later dismissed. A police internal affairs investigation found the two officers acted appropriately. For KBIA News, I'm Scarlett Robertson.